Hey, welcome. One Another Marriage podcast. It's our very first one, episode one. We are One Another Marriage. We are David and Teresa Mabry. And in today's episode, as our very first one, we're going to talk about who we are. We're going to introduce ourselves and help you all to get to know us a little bit more. And our agenda for One Another Marriage show for the podcast overall is really to strengthen marriages, strengthen relationships so that they can have greater fulfillment and greater impact on the world around them. That's what we are about. So that is what we are here for today, and welcome to you all.
Hi, everyone. This is Teresa. David is not sitting here just by himself. Although I was letting you ramble for a little bit. Wouldn't that be funny if you were like, now, Teresa, there was just silence.
It was a good rambling, though. It was not a bad rambling.
No, it was not a bad rambling.
Sometimes there is a bad rambling. And you'll, of course, people will experience that a little bit from both of us.
From both of us, yes. I think we both have, that tendency. We could ramble. So that is funny. But here we are. Podcast number one, welcome to our show.
That's right.
We are David and Teresa Mabry. Like we said, we have been married 27 years, coming up on 28 here in June. And we're just going to unpack a little bit about who we are. For those of you that think you know us, you may find out something new. And and hopefully you and I don't find out anything new. I think we know each other pretty
Wouldn't that be amazing is if we discovered new things about ourselves about and you'll hear if everybody hears like a break and it's like something sounds like it definitely is edited, so it's like, hey, there's something I want to share, and then I click so anyhow folks, right. that means that David and Teresa edited out Teresa going what? Why have you never shared that with me before?
Surprise Shout out to Gomer Pyle, anybody that is a Gomer Pyle fan. Man, that just showed some age
right
there.
We just dated ourselves a little bit.
We did.
But you know, hopefully, dating ourselves, it's helped some of the youngins out there to be able to be introduced to Gomer Pyle. So if everyone, and I'm sure there's a YouTube video on it somewhere.
Oh my gosh, there's a YouTube video on everything.
There is. So anyhow, we quick to us though, to who we are, David and Teresa Mabry, we run One Another Relationships, which under One Another Relationships, we do One Another Marriage. Don't be confused, but the idea then is we've done this for, we've actually worked with marriages a while, which we'll talk about that here in a little bit, but for One Another Marriage intently since 2018, we've really kind of launched out fully.
We created in 2008.
Yes.
We launched out more purposefully 2018.
Yeah. And of course, I just jumped ahead of our direction.
You did.
But
so stick to the script,
meantime,
Bob.
David and Teresa Mabry have been married, as Teresa said, 27 years.
Okay.
And I remember back in the day when we met.
Right. So back to dating ourselves. We're actually going to go back now and talk about dating.
Which, by the way, I have to say this. This is a random thought.
This
welcome.
This is not supposed to come right now.
No. It's, okay. This is actually, I have nowhere on our agenda for this, so I had to say it now.
Okay.
Welcome to our One Another Couples. Because I know that
absolutely.
You may be listening right now and you've just discovered us, kind of like, hey, there's a marriage podcast. I think I'm going to jump. Or someone has recommended it. Or you maybe you just got to. But we have a collective group of One Another Couples out there is what we call it. That's our tribe. That's our group. Those are our peeps. And you've been catching us on Facebook Live, YouTube. You've seen our YouTube videos. You've seen us speak at conferences. You've gotten to know us in even a coaching setting.
Sure.
We love you guys and welcome to you all. A special shout out to those that actually are tuning in because you're like, we know David and Teresa and we know One Another Marriage. And so some of you have heard these stories that we're about to tell, but we want to bring everyone up to speed on those stories. So there's your little shout out.
Shout out. Okay. So.
Thank you, Teresa. Shout out.
Shout. So how we met.
Yep.
We have to go back in time Mm-hmm. We're going back to the fall of 1989.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we were introduced by my roommate at college. All right. The college that we were both attending at that time was Malone University in Canton, Ohio. Put your hand over your heart for Malone mm-hmm. University. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. So I had went home for the weekend. It was Labor Day weekend. And I had returned, and my roommate called the phone in our room at that time. We still had landlines, okay?
That's amazing.
So, amazing. So, the phone rang. I answer it. It's Lori. Lori's over at the guy's dorm on the outside of the dorm. She's like, Tree. That was my nickname.
Tree.
There you go.
Fun fact.
That's a fun fact
that everyone, that even some one of the couples don't know that.
Absolutely.
Teresa's nickname. One of her primary nicknames in life was Tree. In fact,
yes.
Your mom still calls you Tree.
She does.
Shout out to Joyce as you listen to this, Joyce.
And people that that are fellow Malone alums, they also know
always
me as Tree.
Tree. Always
there
Tree.
There were a lot of people on campus that did not even realize my full name was Teresa. So,
well, and just a little.
Maybe they thought my parents hated me. They named me after an object, Tree.
Object.
I don't know.
Look, Tree. But actually, of course, the name is Teresa. Mm-hmm. Tree is short for that, but also because those that don't know, Teresa Tree is pretty tall.
Yes, I am tall. And I played basketball at Malone.
Mm-hmm.
So I played basketball and I ran track. And mm-hmm. my basketball coach is actually the one who started the name of Tree because Teresa was sometimes too much to say very quickly, like to yell out.
Mm-hmm.
So if they yelled Tree, then that was quick and easy.
And when you're the center, you're a center or
on the right
on the team, you are
exactly.
They call you Tree because
right.
hey, that's a tree on the inside
right.
getting the ball. So
technically, I am a year older than David. And so I had been at Malone for a whole year. So I'm in my sophomore year. David's coming in his freshman year. So my roommate and I, she calls, says, Tree, I have a guy here that you need to talk to. He grew up in your area. And at that time, there were a lot of people at Malone that lived within an hour radius of Canton, where David and I grew up in the state of Ohio. We were about 3.5 hours from mm-hmm. Malone. So Lori had met David, figured out where he was from. She's like, oh my gosh, you have to talk to my roommate because she's from the same area. So she puts David and I on the phone. He's over there with her. I'm in my room. And this was how we were first introduced to each other. And we each kind of, it's that awkward kind of, hi, you know, like, type of deal.
Well, and it's kind of a pretending, like not lying, but pretending that you really know
that you're interested.
Like, well, not interested because I've shared before with some, and I had seen you before I had met you. You came into a class because we had a class together.
Correct.
Communications. And you walked in with your roommate and I thought, boy, there's a tall drink of water. And so I was like, hey, and I, you know, I'm a freshman. You're a sophomore at the time.
Older
so you were,
women.
You're older. don't finish that lyric. Don't finish the lyric there.
Somebody's going to call in because they know that lyric. Okay?
That's right.
From a country song.
Especially our country fans. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, I saw you walk in. I thought, what a tall drink of water. But then I, once again, like I said, it's my first like week of college and I'm like smitten by college women. And so
you're just taking it all
in. Taking it all in.
Absorbing.
And I'm thinking, wow.
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 And then Labor Day weekend, because Lori, I was gone. So she would hang out, you mm-hmm. know, a lot of times she hung out with the guys a lot of times. And that was how you got introduced to Lori. You connected Lori with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, I'm talking to the tall drink of water woman. Unbeknownst
right.
to me.
That's
I
right.
have no idea. Right.
That's right.
Okay. So, but it, during that phone conversation, we shared our hometowns because it was like, oh, yeah. So, so Lori says you grew up near me. Where did you grow up? I say St. Paris, Ohio. David says, oh, yeah. Really, though, he has no idea where St. Paris is. I say, so where did you grow up? He tells me.
Where I grew up? West Mansfield.
Ohio, right.
Ohio.
And I go, oh, yeah, I have no idea where West Mansfield is. Yeah. I'm like, I know Mansfield, but I'm like, where is West Mansfield? And in my brain, I'm like, Mansfield, Ohio, and where I grew up aren't anywhere near each other.
They're not near one another.
So we're kind of faking that we really know each other's hometowns.
Until,
yes, we say something about where we went to school. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it clicks because I said, well, I went to Graham.
And I said, I went to Ben Logan. It was high school.
Instantly knew.
Yeah. So we played one another in sports. Our schools did. We weren't in the same conference, but we did play non-conference games against one another.
But we were in neighboring counties.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we obviously then, once we said our schools, it was like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I know where you're at. But unless you had literally driven over to my little community, St. Paris, or David's community of West Mansfield, we were not as familiar with that. But definitely we knew each other's high schools. And then it was like, okay, yeah, Lori actually, she did realize that we were in the same vicinity. And so we talked for just a few minutes, hung up the phone. That was it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yeah, and then, but we, because of our familiarity with area, so really we grew up near one another, and we may have seen one another over the years of sports interaction.
So right, absolutely.
But regardless, we met at Malone then, and I could take you to the exact spot in front of the mailboxes,
which
that
happened
we
about a
met.
Week later or so after we had talked.
They were in the student center area called the Barn. We met in front of the mailboxes, and that's holy ground right there. that's a special place right there. That's where we met, and I do remember distinctly meeting Teresa there. And then it was not
in person. That's what you're meaning to say.
Yeah. So the question is was it love at first sight?
No,
it wasn't. It wasn't repulsion at first sight.
No, it wasn't repulsion at first sight. But it was kind of like, oh, okay, so you're the guy. You're the guy that I talked to. Okay. And of course, David, like he said, he had already spotted me. Then he's talked with me. He's watched from afar. And then he happened to be down in the barn, and Lori and I are heading in to check mail. And this was the first kind of like connection of who this guy actually was. From that point, then we started to run into each other a little bit more, have conversation. We would eat together in the cafeteria. You'd come over if Lori and I were sitting together. We would join, you know, sometimes your area. We ended up in the same vicinity.
And we became friends. Yes. That's the big takeaway, is that we really did build this friendship early on. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting because a lot of people would say to us, you know, hey, did you guys want to date? Wasn't there a little pressure? Didn't you feel some pressure from some that we would date? And then eventually, and some of these stories we probably need to save for a later podcast, but eventually we'll cut to the chase on this one. And that is, who asked who out first?
Oh, we're going there. All right.
I think we'll tell that full story later, but boy, who did the asking?
Okay, well, I looked at you finally on one night and I said, are you ever going to ask me out?
And here's the thing, folks. Those that do not know David Mabry, I just talked about myself in the third person. Those that do not know me may not know that I'm not a shy person, nor am I intimidated too much. So it's not like I was like scared.
No.
It's
you weren't a wallflower. You weren't any of that stuff.
But I was. But it did take a little prompting from my bold future wife to be able to make the first move of saying, "Come on, dude, let's fish or cut bait."
Yep, that's pretty much what it was saying. I was like, "Dude, are you going to do it or not?" Because I have the feeling that you want to, but I must be giving off intimidation aura or something. I don't know what's going on. And your cheeks got a little red and you kind of smiled and you were like, well, I was going to get around to it.
I was like, dang, busted. So we did end up dating then.
Yeah, so we dated through our college years at Malone. Mm-hmm. We eventually got engaged, but we dated all through. So we dated, 4 years.
Yeah, we did.
And we were engaged for one of those. And then we got married in June 12th of 1993.
That's right. June 12th, 1993, we gathered together. It was in St. Paris, the great metropolis of St. Paris, Ohio. And I remember it was a very warm, but we had a little bit of rain that day.
But it was hot.
It was.
It was hot. That was back in the day in the 90s of guys wearing full tuxedo suit.
Full penguin suit.
You know, and man, you guys were just, I mean, the girls, we were bad enough because it was also in the era of time that you wore hose. But, oh, gosh.
And they were wearing your maids of honor.
Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids.
I have one maid of honor.
That, whoever you, what do you call those people? Those people who.
There are 7 maids of honor right now. No.
they were wearing like curtains.
No, they weren't curtains. Oh, you just love to pest. They weren't curtains.
They look like curtains.
No, they weren't. Okay, they weren't. Yep. They had a small print of floral pattern across the front, but it wasn't like it was full drapery style.
It for me, it appeared to be drapery. But
you were, do you really, about the wedding day? That's what you remember. What about your glorious bride coming down the aisle?
That I remember.
Okay.
I remember
you should
that.
Care less what the maids, the bridesmaids were wearing. Goodness.
Yes. So so we did in fact get married at that day. And you know, so it's June 12th, 1993. And then from there we we'll jump ahead because of course like we said, is it over this time together through the podcast, we'll revisit some of these stories.
Yeah.
But we then in fact went from Malone and went right into, I went into youth ministry. I became a youth pastor and did youth ministry and then sports ministry through the 90s and then transitioned to other ministry positions from there and other leadership positions within ministry. But in the meantime, we had these awesome children. We had Alex and Taylor and Gabe came along.
Yes.
During that time period. And they all live local to us now in Central Ohio.
They do.
And Alex, our oldest, is married to Katie. Mm-hmm. And soon here in just a couple weeks, we should be grandparents for the first time. And
Yay.
We're very excited about that. And so congratulations to the awesome couple. Alex and Katie are son and daughter-in-law. And then...
And we don't know what the baby is.
It's a baby.
That's what we know. So the excitement is still to find out, is it a boy or is it a girl? Mm-hmm. They didn't want to find out, and that was fine with us. We never found out with any of our pregnancies, so we were fine. So yeah, Alex and Katie, soon to be grandchild.
Yep. And then Taylor, she lives in Ohio as well, only about an hour away. And then she actually works for a church as a youth pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gabe and Kenzie. Gabe married Kenzie. Gabe is our youngest, and they live local to us as well. And they actually are a pandemic wedding ceremony.
Yes.
They were married just over a year ago. And,
in March of 2020.
That's right. And each of them, we all stay very active with one another. And
we have two grand dogs.
And we have two grand dogs, Waffles and Elfie. Elfie the pug and Waffles the corgi.
Right. So yeah. Gabe had Waffles and Kenzie had Elfie. So now that they're married, Waffles and Elfie are brother and sister. And crazy. We just...
Are they step dogs?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. There's no steps. Yeah.
Okay.
But we just recently had the grand dogs for a few days for Gabe and Kenzie to... be able to celebrate their 1 year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So they are a lot of fun.
Yeah, they are. They're a joy to have. And so our family.
We have two sons, one daughter, Alex, Taylor, Gabe, two daughter-in-laws, soon to be grandchild, and 2 grand dogs.
So everybody's out of the house and we are in an empty nesting phase.
Yep.
The two of us. And so we come at this, like working with marriages then from a perspective of having lived through multiple seasons of marriage,
right,
and experience. And so that's, you know, right now, you know, empty nesting is what we're experiencing. Mm-hmm. And, but we've been able to tap in and resource to marriages that are, even further along time-wise than ours, and just to hear about their experience about continuing to kind of go through those grandparenting and older adult children phase of marriage as well. And so for us, our journey in helping marriages, we've worked with families and marriages in some capacity or another, mm-hmm, since 91 or so, because of being involved with ministry within the church, mm-hmm, and being pastor on staff, pastor, youth ministry, sports pastor. And then I went and worked for an organization called the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, which some of you may be familiar with. And I served as an area director for FCA, and we are based still here in Ohio, where we're located, born, raised, and continue to live. We've never lived out of the state, have we?
No, although
we've moved multiple places.
And we've been in different cities within Ohio, but technically, yes, we've never left, mm-hmm, the state of Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we ended up, there was a unique, and this is plays into our journey in working with couples. We were with Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and that time ended, and we were kind of looking at next steps, and we really saw an open door, an opportunity with an organization, and shout out to what was formerly known as the Marriage Resource Center when I went and took a position, and Teresa and I began working with this organization. So for a couple of years, we worked with Marriage Resource Center, which today is known as Encompass Connection Center,
right,
which is in Springfield, Ohio. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Encompass Connection Center with Laverne and Rhonda Nisley. We encourage you to look them up, look up their information. They're fabulous people, and they have a program particularly called Rings, which, mm-hmm, we have taught before, which has impacted so many couples. So if you're looking for a wonderful program to be part of, the Rings program, and you can look at Encompass Connection Center, look that up as well, and find that information. But we were there for a couple years.
Right. So we were there in 2006, mm-hmm, to 2008.
A lot of our training and introduction to being kind of thrown in the deep end of,
sure,
marriage work. And so we didn't expect early in our married life that we would work with marriages specifically,
no,
and kind of exclusively.
Right.
We wanted to impact families.
Right.
And what happened is that being led to work with Marriage Resource Center at the time, helping equip and strengthen marriages, really opened up a door and a thought with, like, okay, so working with teenagers, we'd see some of the challenges that happened with teens. And we thought, man, so much of what we faced with teenagers and ministering there and, mm-hmm, and working with teens, pastoring teens, so much of that was influenced by mom and dad's marriage not being so strong.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really did make sense to us to go upstream, mm-hmm, a lot more and work with marriages, especially at early marriage preparation, marriage strengthening throughout, that would influence children particularly.
Right.
So we really saw that going on as we began our journey, and as we would say, how God has led us in through this journey of marriage work,
right,
that we do, marriage ministry, marriage work.
Well, and I think to be fair, you were the one who had the full-time job with, at that time, Marriage Resource Center in 2006. And while you were the one that would always have the full-time occupation within the church setting, or like when you took Fellowship of Christian Athletes, I was the support role, mm-hmm, behind the scenes. But I was busy because we homeschooled our kids and I was a stay-at-home mom. So I had that going on as well. And I don't even remember how it happened, but like they were doing the rings classes, right? And people mm-hmm. would come in, and you began to be involved with Laverne and Rhonda, and they in talking with you, I mean, like, yes, I had met them, but like in talking with you, I don't even know how it came about that mm-hmm. I got drafted. And like, and like, I remember you came home and you were like, hey, what would you think about presenting for these workshops or seminars on this? And I'm like, I have no idea what we're doing. And it's like, well, all the information is right here. We just have to, you know, read and we learn. And so I kind of got like,
and to be fair, though,
sucked in.
To be fair, though, you did go through, like previous to this, as you're kind of setting this up, you did go through some of the same training. We went through, as a couple, we went through some of the experiences together that they offered, right?
Yes.
And then
yeah.
from that, we, yes.
Yes.
Then that
so,
happened.
So, right, in order for, you and I had to sit in on and attend one of those workshops, right? Mm-hmm. And so that, so I had seen their presentation and understood what was happening, but this was a field that totally kind of like blindsided us, I think, and like, or me at least. And so I remember that whole kind of like, what? And like, so, and these workshops were offered like sometimes twice a month, yeah. once a month. And so Saturdays began to be a, where I was also involved, and that was when then we went to the marriage conference and we got trained on some mm-hmm. other material, and that was when I really think that God opened doors and kind mm-hmm. of opened in you and I a heart mm-hmm. for marriages, as well as we really enjoy presenting together and we enjoy working together in that. Like I said, all the other times before, you were the one up front. I was a support role, you mm-hmm. know, in whatever capacity that meant. But mm-hmm. I was not the teacher with you up front at that time.
And those that are listening that have experienced Teresa Mabry in action, you've seen, and seriously, those of you out there that have experienced it, you look at Teresa and you're like, she's really good at what she does. Teresa, you do a fabulous job presenting, working with couples. And so one would think, one would look at you mm-hmm. and say, yeah, she's natural. This seems like a clear call and mm-hmm. an action. But that's a setup mm-hmm. to say, did you ever think that you would be, that you personally would be doing this in light of what you just said, that you'd be doing presenting marriage help and speaking to couples and helping couples, even coaching couples like we do?
No. No, yeah, that was not something ever, like I said, on my radar. Not mm-hmm. that we couldn't have. And I don't want people, you also need to understand, I myself, I'm not shy. And so I do not.
But she's not rude.
No.
Not shy, but not rude.
But I also had my areas of presenting, like I did mm-hmm. moms groups and I did homeschool co-ops and I led in different mm-hmm. areas like that. And so while, and then like, you know, with David, like I was always involved mm-hmm. in whatever capacity when you were youth pastor, sports and rec pastor, Christian education, fellowship of Christian mm-hmm. athletes. Like there was always an area for me. I just wasn't up front with mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. on that. Yeah. But you and I both knew I had that capacity, mm-hmm. but I just don't think I would have ever found or that we would have ever realized that we could have pursued marriage ministry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, because of that portion of our years, 2006, 2008, was in Springfield with that organization. Then we moved out of Springfield to the Central Ohio area, and then because we found that we enjoyed speaking together and really working on marriages together, we created One Another Marriage.
Yeah, and that was about 2008 that when we
right
yeah it was, that's our official kind of mm-hmm. what we remember our dates. And you know, One Another Marriage, we're going to actually take a separate episode and unpack the idea behind one another marriage. How did we arrive at that name? How did we, because there's a whole purpose and a reason behind it, and it's very important on why we call this work, this organization, this ministry, one another relationships and one another marriage.
Right.
And so, but we will, that'll be a future. That's a little tease.
Yeah.
That's a tag and a tease going forward. And, but there is a purpose behind that. And so what we've, I actually took a position in 2008. I became the lead pastor at a church in the Columbus area.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we were really blessed. That's a wonderful, wonderful congregation that mm-hmm. we were with. And we were really blessed with the freedom to do marriage work in that church and outside the church to reach out and help other couples that would become engaged with the church, as well as those mm-hmm. that may never become engaged with the church, but we were kind of freed up to be able to do that simultaneously.
Right.
And that's at the same time, like 2010 to 2015, I completed some more education, finished my doctoral work. And with that work was a specialty in how to do marriage work within the church mm-hmm. specifically. So that's a lot of my research and mm-hmm. writing was centered around how to effectively do marriage work within the local church specifically. And so, and with what everyone will hear more about in the future, and that is Prepare Enrich, which has been a huge piece of. So look up Prepare Enrich if you want. Google it, look it up. We'll talk about it later. A lot of resources we use from Prepare Enrich mm-hmm. as well within our work that we do. And we've really loved that tool.
Okay.
So then we... that led us to actually launching out that at the end of that time, we actually started full-time. I teach presently. You can find information about my engagement. I serve as the associate dean for the Berklee College School of Graduate Studies, and it's an online program. They do have a physical campus, but their graduate school is online for working professionals, and I direct the Masters of Arts in Family Ministries, and I direct the Masters of Arts in Transformational Leadership while serving as the Associate Dean as well. So that's all to say that for our work that we do with marriages, with families, our academic side, our academic connection is through the graduate degree
mm-hmm.
at Berklee College at the graduate school there. So and we encourage folks to look that up as well. And you'll hear more about that. If we don't have any set sponsors for our podcast, but if there was a sponsor, we would say Berklee would be one of those. We love Berklee College and the work that they do. Our daughter went to Berklee.
It's
a special place in her heart as well. She actually mm-hmm. went out to Kansas, where it is physically located.
Mm-hmm.
And so the last couple of years, I've been working with Berklee, and we've been doing work with marriages more full-time basis since leaving being lead pastor at Orange Friends Church in Columbus, Ohio.
Right. And I finished homeschooling all three mm-hmm. of our kids. Never thought that I would do that all the way through, but we did. So graduated all three of them, and then I began looking for some part-time employment outside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of funny because we've had role reversal. David now works within the home because he can set up his office and he can be the director, be the associate dean of that program from afar. So he's here a lot of times during the day. And I work as a pre-K teacher. And once again, just while we work in marriage and families through the past, I feel like as a pre-K teacher, I also have this new insight and access to these very young families. And some of them have begun to also follow us on our social media platforms, which is great because if we can impact young families and young marriages early on, it just gives a greater health and stability for the rest of your marriage. So that is kind of what I do as well.
So that all being said, you know, as we reflect back, hon, I think about like, what are our biggest lessons for that we've picked up for? And I know we can talk about this more later, but it would probably be nice if we shared with folks like what we've learned from our marriage and that journey, that quick journey, because what we've just shared, that's taken what, a half hour or so. It's like, there's a much longer story there.
Oh yeah.
And but we're trying to be sensitive, right? And right. So, but what are, okay, let's talk about, what do you think are some of the things that we've learned from our marriage that we really want to help other people learn? If we were kind of give a Cliff Notes version of that, or there's another, does anyone know what Cliff Notes are nowadays? Does anyone even know that?
I have no idea.
Cliff Notes version, what's the comparable?
I don't know.
You guys,
it's probably online somewhere. Everything's online
somebody
now.
Somebody needs to.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Somebody needs to school us. Put in the comments.
What are the Cliff Notes?
Put in the comments. Maybe let us know. What are Cliff Notes comparable for Cliff Notes today? Anyhow.
That's a great question. Okay. Yeah. So what have we learned? Mm-hmm. What are some tips? What are some takeaways that we have
learned from our marriage?
From our marriage for all the 27 years, and then even more so probably once we've really dove into working with marriages. You learn a lot about your own marriage when you begin coaching other couples.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the good thing of where this is landing in today's podcast is that, hey, hang on, because don't wait, but
there's more.
There's more. And so the more
would you like
is,
door number one, number two, or number three?
So for today, it's like, okay, so the lessons we've learned in our marriage.
That I'm right.
That's so goofy. That's a goofy answer.
Yes. Yeah. I think the lesson that we've learned is that it's not important who is right.
Yeah.
There will be times where, yes, one of you will be correct on a situation, an outcome, something that needs to happen. But marriage is about both of you in it together. Mm-hmm. And if you say, well, I'm always right, then that means the other person is always wrong or the loser. So there's a winner and a loser, and you can't have a winner and a loser in marriage.
No.
You're either both winning or you're both losing because it's a team effort.
Absolutely.
So that's a takeaway we have learned.
Hand in hand with that, I think a takeaway is like, your perspective is my reality.
That's a good one too.
And if both of us are kind of viewing things that way, it's like to respect the perspective of your partner, whether you agree with them or not.
Right.
And and there's a resolution that comes from that. So it's like not having to always be right, but just kind of hearing the perspective of your partner and then working through. And if both of us are working on that, then that's a good thing.
That's a great thing. I think the other thing that we've learned is that we really are, we try to pull the best out of each other every day. I mean, we have been best friends for a long time. While we have other friends, individual and couple within our lives here, I think you and I know we are best friends, and as best friends, we want to try and pull out the best in each other.
Yeah.
I
would say another one, we'll just maybe go with a couple more. So my final one would be compatibility. I think we've learned I think we're convinced that compatibility is maybe a more intuitive or natural for some couples. And I think for the two of us, we have this natural compatibility. We connect really well on so many areas, but we also know some couples that are, they're great couples, or they have the potential of being great couples, but they struggle with compatibility on things, and they have to work harder at being compatible. Although it's interesting because a lot of couples, the reason why they end up together is they're compatible.
Right.
But then they unlearn that, or they fall out of compatibility.
Right.
And And so let me connect with that. Selfishness is the enemy of that compatibility. And individualism is the enemy of marriage.
Yes.
Oftentimes.
Yes.
So, and that sounds like a great podcast right there for the future too.
That's what, everything you were just unpacking there, we could definitely do podcast on. And then probably just another quick takeaway of learning to marriage is that you just have to, you have to learn to have fun, and you have to just, you can't be serious about everything all the time. You gotta have some fun. You need to laugh together, and we definitely laugh together. Yeah. So that's something, because life is going to throw a lot of different things your way.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are not going to be very fun to go through, but you still need to, you gotta be able to laugh with each other. You gotta be able to accept laughing at each other, not as ridicule or mocking, but we just, I mean, people are stupid. We do stupid things sometimes, you know, and
you gotta be able to laugh.
And you gotta be able to laugh.
And laugh at yourself.
Laugh at yourself.
And not take yourself too seriously or be too offended.
Right.
If there's anyone that you need to feel safe around,
it should be your spouse.
It's your spouse. And so when you feel safe, you can laugh more or be able to be even laughed at in a lot of ways. So that's good stuff. And that sounds like good fodder for future. So come back for more of that. Hey, one another marriage though. That's for our time together, we kind of wanted to wrap up today by just summarizing, letting everybody know their kind of one another marriage, what this is about. One another relationships, the overarching organization that we have. But when we focus on marriages specifically, what that's about, why we do what we do. We do what we do in order to strengthen as many marriages as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel like the strengthening gives greater fulfillment for couples, and it allows for them to have greater impact on the world around them. We would say that greater impact on the world around them starts with their own family, their children, and then it goes to their community, their church, their neighborhood, their
workplace,
their extended family. And so why do we do what we do? We really are convinced that strength in marriages make a difference. They make a difference in the lives of others. And it's much more fun walking through this journey of life when you have a higher satisfaction level and fulfillment level with your primary relationship, which is your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do, the primary things that we do are speaking, teaching, encouraging, through whether it's a seminar or whether it's a conference or
weekend retreat.
Mm-hmm. We also do a small group format or so speaking, teaching, and relationship education, if you will.
Yes.
And inspiration.
Right.
So that's one of the avenues.
Right. We coach couples.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another avenue. We meet with couples of all different ages and stages, right? So the curriculum, David alluded to it earlier, that we gravitate towards and use consistently and have used consistently now for many years is the Prepare Enrich material. And then we throw in a lot of other tips and tools and skills. We're very skills-based. So when we coach couples, when we talk at retreats or do a workshop or a seminar, the job that we see is that we're trying to teach you skills so that you can learn the skill to have a tool in your tool belt and then utilize that on your own. So we try to help you with what goals you have for your marriage and to reach those goals and grow. But primarily we'll deal with a lot of, we can deal in coaching couples. We will have everything from premarital to enrichment couples, to crisis couples, and then a remarriage or blended family couples.
And then the final major piece, the big rock that we deal with is when it comes to equipping leadership, helping others to help couples. And so we do this through our work with the academy, so the graduate school work, or we also train leaders in the Prepare Enrich material as seminar directors. We help pastors, counselors, social workers, those that are doing relationship education, we train them on how to do what we do on a regular mm-hmm. basis. And so
right.
we have a training as well. We also consult with that Big Rock. We consult with churches on how to put together a marriage ministry and organizations, how to do marriage work
right.
Overall. So that's the summary of our work
right.
going forward and what we try to do to impact as many as possible. Mm-hmm. You can find us, and this is part of the reason we do some of these other avenues, like why we're doing the podcast. You can catch us and some of the work we do on YouTube mm-hmm. and also Facebook. Those are our primary areas that we kind of put content out, and you can find our website as well.
Right.
But those are avenues by which we also have expression of relationship education,
yes.
inspiring, encouraging couples, training leaders, is we use the format and the tools of YouTube. So you can catch us at One Another Marriage on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You can catch us One Another Marriage on Facebook. We do a Facebook Live on a regular basis. We do it on Thursday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Right.
We do a Facebook Live. And that's mm-hmm. about a half hour kind of quick hit on the topic of the week.
Yeah, it's usually just, right, it's just a quick topic, and by no means can we ever like completely dive in to each of those topics, but it was definitely something. The social media platforms came about during this last year of 2020 with when everything got shut down and meeting in person wasn't happening quite as much, so we started to develop a little bit more of social media platform, and it's worked out quite well.
Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely.
And so now, this is why we're doing a podcast.
That's right. That's right. And we would love to hear your feedback on this podcast. And before we kind of do a wrap up we just want to give you a verse of the week. Every week we want to offer mm-hmm. you a verse or a quote of the week. And our verse of the week is Proverbs 3, chapter 5 and 6. And it says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will make your paths straight."
Mm-hmm.
What a great truth for our primary relationship, and that is our marriage,
yes.
our significant other, and how we can trust God that he has the best for us going forward in our relationship as we work out our relationship. We encourage you to, with this podcast, we encourage you to rate it, comment, give feedback. We mm-hmm. would love the feedback. Please take time to rate the podcast, share the podcast with others.
Absolutely.
And also, like I said, put a comment down, because here's the thing. When you do that, it helps us tremendously to reach as many couples as possible, because folks like Apple, iTunes, and Spotify, and
Google,
mm-hmm. Google Play, they pay attention when that happens.
Right.
And it helps reach more. They push it up so that more couples here. So it's not about making David and Teresa famous. It's all about helping as right. many couples as possible. And you can be part of this by participating in that kind of pushing forward.
Exactly.
Share it with other couples. Help others hear the message.
Right. Right. Well, hey, that is wrapping up our time. I think
there's number one in the can.
There is number one in the can.
Number one in the can. We really Woo-hoo. Appreciate you joining us today. And we invite you to join us next week as we start with a basic. Mm-hmm. Next week, we're going to deal with tips for communication. We're going to dive into what we have found to be the basic understanding of best tips for communicating and building,
mm-hmm.
enhancing, strengthening the communication between you and your significant other.
Right.
And this, we're looking forward to our time together. So
we are. Until then, we will see you next week.
Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Bye.